Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and some of you may be interested in my Wednesday night television show where web video meets the issues. Tonight's videos include an animated send-up of the way we count workers called Are You Unemployed? That's tonight at 7:30 on CUNY TV, Channel 75 on the New York City cable systems. And on yesterday's show, as we mentioned, we promised a follow-up call-in for fathers who volunteer at your children's school, and we will have it right now. The inspiration was this moment when our guest, Helene Olin, was talking about her article on the XX site on Slate.com, an article about why she has stopped doing regular volunteer work at her children's school. Now, the reason had little or nothing to do with men, but almost as an aside, she said this. All right, we'll get that clip. But what Helene Olin did was to issue an invitation to callers, and the quote was, quote, if anyone's child attends a school where fathers do the majority of the volunteer work, please, you will go to the top of the queue. And that certainly did get the phones ringing with dads who wanted to say they do volunteer at their children's schools, even if they were not in the preponderance at those schools. Someone mentioned Brooklyn Tech by name as a school where it may actually be mostly dads. But we promised a follow-up call-in just for dads who volunteer in any way at your child's school. Today, you do not have to be in the preponderance, and so we're doing it now. 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. And dads, you can talk about any aspect of this that you like. Simply, what do you do for your child's school? How did you choose your type of volunteer work? Do you find that women run the show in the schools? Are you uncomfortable or stereotyped or anything? Are you surprised by the conditions you find in your kids' schools? Are you surprised by the types of needs that you find? Anyone volunteering in middle or high school? Typically, I think the most numerous and enthusiastic volunteers are parents of kindergarten kids, and it gradually goes downhill from there. So we have a full board of dads, and David in Westchester. Thanks for calling, David. You're on WNYC.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
I actually wanted to talk to her yesterday. I volunteer in school a lot. I do a lot around. I chaperone trips, and I work on a boosters club. I actually have a middle school child, not kindergarten. And I had stopped volunteering in the classroom with the school store and the parties and stuff because of the women that were volunteering were very dismissive of me as a stay-at-home dad.
Why wouldn't they be appreciative of you of a stay-at-home dad? Because you represent, you know, a kind of potential equality.
I'm not sure. You know, it was almost like a, oh, that's nice when you mention it, like a condescending way, like, why are you really staying home with the kids? You know, it was a very dismissive kind of atmosphere. You know, I would show up to the school store to help, and, you know, they would tell me a half an hour later than when they were actually there, so it was all set up when I got there. And then when it was time to go, they were like, oh, you can go now. Well, I'll break it down without you.
And what about the school, just really briefly? What kind of work did you do? What did you find most surprising about conditions in a school?
Well, I love our schools. Our schools are great.
You're in a certain town?
We live in Austining.
Uh-huh.
So the kids go to the public schools here, and it's a very diverse community, economically runs the full spectrum, and parents from all, I know she had also mentioned something about it was unfair to the economically disadvantaged kids because their parents couldn't come in, but we have parents from all the different spectrums come in and volunteer. You know, they all take time off of work or do whatever they need to do to chaperone trips, to come to concerts and stuff like that. And
David, I'm going to leave it there. Thank you very much. And Michael in Rockland, you're on WNYC. Hi, Michael.
Hi, Brian. I love your show.
Thank you.
I got into PTA when my kids went into secondary school. My wife, who had been class mother, up till that point, when our first got into junior high at the time, it was like, I can't do another meeting. and she had already signed up for a job, which was hospitality, which meant you had to be there at the beginning and you had to wait till the end to leave. And I ended up within 2 years being president of that unit. I went on to serve as president of two different school units. I tried to do one for each of my children as they went through school. I found that secondary education suits men better. Number one, it's less in-school fundraising because as the kids get older, they do their own fundraising. And it's more, you know, more nighttime meetings. And it's more business of the school rather than the elementary school. PTAs concentrate a great deal of time on fundraising.
Right. So the men want to come in and run things, and the women will go out and man the bake sales.
Well, I wouldn't say that because I was the only man in the room on many meetings between my unit meetings and the council meetings.
Uh-huh.
It wasn't uncommon for me to be the only man.
And what was that like?
Well, I found that sometimes the women would forget I was there, and I would have to just give a hum, and, you know, and then they'd realize that it wasn't the old girls' network, but...
Learning what it was like to be in a minority.
Yes, absolutely.
Michael, thank you very much. And Peter in Warwick, you're on WNYC. Hi, Peter.
Good morning, Brian. I think it's important generally for parents to volunteer, and I've been doing it basically all my life, and schools don't have enough resources. In our particular school district, I help our local PTA with a website I design and maintain that showcases some of the artwork that the kids do. I'm also helping with collateral materials for plays that they do. I have to be a website designer and marketing consultant anyhow, so this stuff is part of what I do generally. I also am helping with research to help build a wind turbine for the school. I'm hoping that's one of the projects that our fifth grade class is going to be able to contribute before the kids move on from the K through five school to a middle school. So there are a number of things that parents can volunteer for. And I've always found the environment very receptive. The other moms that are there and some of the dads have always been very receptive and very encouraging.
Were you very much in the minority?
Yes. I started going to PTA meetings years ago. It was 90% women. And
Did it ever make you say to your fellow dads, come on, guys, why aren't you doing more for the school?
Well, you know, they can. Some of the guys are active, but they're not visibly active. They contribute money, for example, when the kids need, a shed built outside, or they show up when it comes time to erect it or put it together or help assemble it on weekends when I'm not available. So, they contribute in their own way, and that's never really been a question. It's been sort of a team effort, and some of the guys are available during these meetings and times when other guys aren't. So and it's eager that the other guys who can't make the particular meetings or events that I can, they're always eager to learn about what's going on, and they try to help as much as they can.
Peter, thank you very much for your call. By the way, this just in from our news department, the board of the MTA just took the first step toward $350 million worth of deep service cuts and fare increases for students as well as others. The board approved a budget that calls for the elimination of the Z and W subway lines and two dozen bus lines. In addition, it would phase out the free Metro cards that students receive to go to school each day. MTA officials say the state and city subsidies for those Metro cards have been declining and the authority share increasing. These cuts, by the way, need to go before the public for a series of hearings next year, and the board will hold another vote on the student Metro cards before they would go into effect, probably next school year. If approved and the state and city don't step in, that's when these cuts would begin to go into effect. Beginning around next summer, students would pay half the cost of a Metro card beginning next September. So pressure is definitely going to come to bear on the city and the state to step in and re-increase some of those student Metro card subsidies. But the vote has been taken and passed by the MTA board just a minute ago. Joe in the West Village, you're on WNYC. You volunteer at your child's school?
Yeah, I volunteered a couple of times. And I just noticed that I am way in the minority, and I just noticed that I would get thanked so much more than my wife while she was doing the bulk of the work, and I was just coming in and helping out here and there, and women were falling over themselves thanking me for coming in. I just thought it was unfair to my wife.
How did you react when that happened?
I felt real embarrassed. I told my wife, I said, listen, I did hardly anything. You did it all. I praised her more than any of her partners did, and I was just I felt really embarrassed for her.
Thank you. Bill in White Plains, you're on WNYC. You volunteer at your child's school?
I do, not on a regular basis, but on a periodic basis. And I have to say, I mean, my kids have gone to a small private school, and one of the benefits for us of the private school is the ability to be involved. And whenever I go and whatever I do, I'm always welcome, although, yeah, I'm in the minority.
What do you choose to do mostly?
I've chaperoned trips. I've organized PA events. I've staffed book sales. Haven't found time yet to do lunch duty. That's sort of an ongoing commitment, but I try to make myself available whenever they ask. And, you know, it's always fulfilling for everybody, I think.
Bill, thank you. And Dash in Manhattan. Hi, Dash. You're on WNYC.
Hey, Brian. How's it going?
Good. You volunteer?
I do. I live in an arts-subsidized building in Midtown. And so the preschool that's in the building is cooperative. So volunteering is actually a part of tuition.
Uh-huh.
But as a result, we do all kinds of different things. I'm class photographer, and I have to put in hours at the – we do an apple sale, which is a bake sale with apples, and various other things. But as a result, there's actually a lot of dads that are around, and I don't know, as you say, if it's going to go downhill from here in terms of male volunteer hours as they get older. But
well, I was saying parent volunteer hours at all as they get older. There aren't a lot of parent volunteers, I don't think, in middle and high school compared to, nursery and elementary schools. But
right. But because I live in Midtown, I spend a lot of time in the neighborhood playgrounds, and I'm often the only dad. And I was telling your screener that so much so that at one point I was in the playground with my daughter, and an entire nursery school that was in the playground that day started calling me daddy. And they all thought it was hilarious.
And how did that – I mean, we've had stories now in this call-in, and you're going to be the last voice, from people who felt that they were dismissed because they were the only man, or people who felt that they were given extra praise because they were the only man beyond what they deserved. How's it for you in our last 15 seconds?
It's actually pretty even. The school that we go to is run by women, and all the teachers are women. But I've never noticed that it falls on either end in that respect.
Dash, thanks a lot for your call, and thanks to all you volunteering dads who called in. And we could keep going on this. We've still got a full board. There are lots of volunteering dads at schools in the world and in our area, even if we're in the minority. Lisa Allison, Jody Abergan, and Paige Cowart produced this program. We had intern help today from Amanda Reisman and Julia Furland, and our senior producer is Megan Ryan. That's Debbie Fountain at the audio controls. I'm Brian Lehrer.